Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 8. Bible says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. I want to talk to you tonight about wearing the shirt. Wearing the shirt. I know it's a weird title, but it goes along with what I do. So, all right. Wearing the shirt. Let's pray. God, my heart's tonight, I don't know all the words that I should say tonight. Lord, I don't want to say anything I shouldn't. But God, I pray that I would preach with my heart, Lord, what you have laid on my heart. And God, I pray that you would just help me to maybe in a practical way, maybe explain some things and just explain maybe just a slightly different viewpoint on why we do some of the things that we do. And Lord, I pray that, I don't know, my heart maybe is for the young people here. Not that I don't appreciate everyone, but God, the young people are the next generation. And the young people, they've got big choices in front of them. They've got a lot of things. Things that they do in the next couple years will determine their future for the rest of their life. And God, I pray that you would help us understand that we're just strangers here. We're pilgrims. Help us to not be so mindful of the country that we're in right now that we forget about the country that we're going to. And Lord, I pray that we would be soul, we'd be heaven conscious, and help us to proudly proclaim that we may be strangers and pilgrims here, but help us not be ashamed of it. And God, I pray that you'd help me tonight, Lord. Please, above all, God, fill me with your power. Help me to say what you want me to. I pray that you be honored tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Talk about wearing the shirt. I want to take you to 2 Samuel chapter number 15. 2 Samuel chapter number 15. I want to introduce you to a man. You've probably read his name in the Bible, but like me, you've probably just skipped over his name. But I like finding new people in the Bible, and I like finding people that intrigue me, but there's a man in the Bible. His name is Ittai. That's the way I'm gonna pronounce it. Ittai, the Gittite. All right, Ittai the Gittite. Kind of an odd name, but I'm gonna look at Ittai the Gittite, and I wanna introduce this man to you, and then I got a practical illustration. I made a quick trip to Goodwill today, just to buy an illustration. So I got an illustration for you. But Ittai the Gittite. 2 Samuel chapter number 15. Look at verse number 13. And I'm going to read this story, and then we're going to sit the story of Ittai the Gittite to the side, and we're going to explain a few things, and then we're going to come back and use his life and possibly the life of Abraham a little bit to illustrate this truth tonight. The Bible says in verse number 13, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse number 13, Bible says, and there came a messenger to David, saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And David said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, arise, and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly, and bring evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servants said unto the king, now this is loyalty right here, we should take a lesson in loyalty. But the king's servants said unto the king, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint. And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women, which were concubines, to keep the house. And the king went forth and all the people after him and tarried in a place that was far off. Now here's the group of men that I love in the Bible. These are like my favorite guys in the whole Bible. And all the servants passed on beside him, and all the Cherethites and all the Pelethites and all the Gittites. 600 men, which came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. Did you get that? Gittites. All right, did you catch that name right there, the Gittites? They came after him from Gath. Where is Gath? Do you remember in the Bible where Gath is? It's in the land of the Philistines. These were men that David got while he, remember when he fled to the land of the Philistines, to Achish, king of Gath? These are men that followed that said they loved David so much that when David left and came back to Israel, these men followed him. And they're now within, if you look, know anything about the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and I preached once about Benaiah, if you know about these guys, these are ruthless, hardcore soldiers, but above all, they are completely loyal to David and David alone, not to the nation of Israel, and we'll see that here. They're not committed to the nation of Israel. They're committed to David, okay? Verse number 19. Then said the king to Ittai, the Gittite, "Wherefore goest thou also with us? Return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger and also an exile. Whereas thou camest but yesterday." Isn't that amazing? He's like, you just came yesterday. Just go back to the king, stay over there with the king. And he said, "Whereas thou camest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us, seeing I go whither I may? Return thou and take back thy brethren, all 600 of them." That's a big force that David's saying, you guys can just go. You have no obligation to follow me. You have no obligation to go where I go. You have no obligation to undergo the trials that I will undergo. "Mercy and truth be with thee." And Ittai answered the king and said, "As the Lord liveth and as my lord the king liveth, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be." And David said it to Ittai, "Go and pass over." And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men and all the little ones that were with him. This is the man Ittai the Gittite. Now, I'm going to say a couple things about him, then we're going to set him off to the side. But I want you to keep this man in the back of your mind. This man, listen, he left home, he left family, he left everything to follow a man that he loved. Now, for us men in the church, you know, this is what, you know, I love my family, but if, you know, I'm loyal also to, you said, "Brother Chad, this sounds self-serving to Pastor Ross," but my loyalty is to this man of God for this time. Would God change that possibly in my life? Yeah, but this is where I go to church. This is where my loyalty is to my pastor. And you know what? I want my pastor to look. Remember that message I preached not too long ago about the armor bearer? I want my pastor to look behind him and he sees, you know what he should see behind him? Some men, and he should have to come to you and say, "Hey, you don't have to go through this with me. No, preacher, we're gonna do this with you. Where you go, I go. Whether in death or in life, you go, I go." Ittai didn't have any obligation to do this. And David gave him an out. He said, "You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that." But Ittai the Gittite said, "I'm with you." Wonder what David did for Ittai the Gittite that made him such a loyal man. I don't know. I mean, this guy is an enemy, should be an enemy. Based upon his nationality, he should be an enemy of David, but he's not. And neither are 600 men that are with him. Not including, did you notice, look at the end of verse number 22. Bob says, "And all his men and all the little ones that were with him." Not only did the men follow the leader, but their families followed the leader. They took their families with them. You know what I want to do? My wife's not in here, she's in the nursery, but I want to take my little ones with me. Okay? That's what I want to do. So that's a challenge besides a challenge besides a challenge. All right. But you say, "Brother Chad, what are you talking about wearing the shirt? Wearing the shirt." You know, we all wear different types of clothing for different things, right? We all have, you know, you wear something that's got a name on it, all right? Now, I'm going to bash some names tonight, so don't get real offended, okay? I just have pet peeves about certain things, so we'll go with that, all right? You know, a lot can be said about a person by the things that they wear, okay? And I'm not just talking, "Brother Chad, are you talking about dressing tonight?" No. I'm talking about, we're using the things that you wear as an illustration of the way you live your life, okay? But a lot can be told about a person by the things that they wear, okay? Me and Miss Patty, I was in the school, which was probably not a good thing for the school, but I was in the school on Friday, and we were talking about some different stuff, and she gave me this book, Strength and Beauty by Dr. Hiles, and I was reading this article in there from Dr. Hiles, and he was ripping everything in it, and it was great. And then I kind of got on this kick about stuff, and so I was preaching to the kids in school while they're sitting at their desk, and they all thought it was hilarious. But I'm not talking about the things that you're wearing tonight. I'm not talking about your dress standard. Although it's going to get hit in the process. It's kind of like a shotgun message. I'm just aiming for the bird, and you know, whatever gets hit gets hit. That's not my problem, okay? You know, that's a casualty of war, all right? But young people, listen, I want to help you understand sometimes the why. Sometimes we say, this is, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. But sometimes you don't understand why you have to do certain things. And I think it's important for you to understand not only the why, the how and the what, but you need to understand the why of why we do certain things. And I'm going to give you one little, there's a multitude of reasons why we do certain things, but I want to give you one little glimpse of why we do certain things. I'm talking about wearing the shirt. People wear the clothing of those with whom they associate with. Think about that. And this is what I'm basically talking about tonight. People wear the clothing of those that they associate with. Okay? Who do you associate with? Do you associate with Jesus Christ, or do you associate with the world? I'm not just talking about, like I said, I'm not just talking about clothing. This could be your attitude. This could be your language. This could be the thoughts that you have. Everything comes into this. All right? I'm going to paint some pictures. All right? Like I said, I'm overactive mental imagination, and I want to help you paint some pictures tonight. So if you would, imagine some different types of people with me. And you're going to know who I'm talking about before, based upon the picture that I tell you, before you even know who it is. Okay, the first person I want you to see, you know, he's a guy my size, but he wears, you know, a size 54, you know, waist pants, and you know, they're 5 inches too long. And he literally looks like he had a collision with a semi. Okay? Now, you say, Brother Chad, what do you mean by collision with a semi? Well, he walks with a limp. So he's got to hold his pants up, and he walks with a limp like this down the road, all right? And, you know, his hat got ran over by a semi because the bill on it is flat. I mean, it's a perfectly flat bill. And he wears it to the side, you know, walking down the road trying to hold his pants up. He's got all the chains, Brother Abel, that you had on your semi to bind everything down. He's wearing all of them someplace on his body. All right, he's got them off his pockets. He's got them over his, you know, neck. He's got a big gold one right here on his, you know. And he's cool. He's cool. To some people. We laugh at him. Okay? We laugh at him. We have the sudden inclination to, you know, to go, like, step on the back of his pants and just watch mayhem happen. Okay? We have those thoughts. You know, he's a gangbang. He's what you see in Chicago. Okay, now there are some guys in Jasonville that try to be that. It's like, don't get offended, but you're white, dude, okay? You know, you can't pull it off, okay? You're in Jasonville, Indiana. You just can't do that, all right? So you, by the description that I gave you, you had a mental picture of the group that he would associate himself with, right? He by choice probably wouldn't come associate with me, okay? Am I by choice probably wouldn't go associate with him, based upon his clothes and his attitude and a whole, not just his clothes, remember, his clothes, his attitude, the things he says, the things he listens to, I'm not associating with him. That makes sense? Okay, so we got the first one. The next guy, you know, comes in, walks in the door. He's wearing bib overalls, you know. Looks like, you know, he just wandered out of, you know, the back 40. He's got a flannel shirt on, a piece of straw hanging out of his mouth, a straw hat on. And he just, you know, he's a farmer or, you know, whatever. He's our type of person, okay? So you automatically can tell him by the things he says. Once again, you can tell by the attitude that his attitude is nothing like the first guy. I guarantee you. His clothing is not, I mean, he's got straps that holds his pants up, okay? He is nothing like the first guy, all right? He's nothing like the first guy. His attitude is different. The things he says is different. You know what? I may not necessarily agree with all the music he listens to, but I guarantee you it's different than the first guy's music. Okay? All right? So we have that guy. Then a guy comes walking in. He's dressed completely in black. All right? Looks like he put white makeup on, dressed in black. Then it looks like he ran into, you know, Gander Mountain and a bomb went off and all the tackle in the tackle department blew all over his body. All right? And he walks in and, well, he obviously is not the same as the first one, and he's not the same as the second one, all right? And you would associate him with a different group of people. His hair may be, you know, 20 different colors, all right? And he's a different, but you associate him, and once again, is it somebody that I'm going to go, I'm not saying I wouldn't go talk to him, I'm not saying I wouldn't try to witness to him, but is it somebody that I associate with? No. He's wearing a different shirt, if you would, than what I'm wearing. Okay? Then we got, the Colts fan or the sports fan. Brother Jeff, I had him bring me, and I'm going to use this in a different way. He's a Chicago Cubs fan. Now, don't bash the Chicago Cubs too bad. They just won the World Series, right? All right? So, I mean, they are making a comeback. All right? Slow but sure. Wins the race. But a Cubs fan. And, you know, you've got the diehard Colts fan. You know, around here it's Colts. I lived in Kentucky for 4 years, and I refused to buy anything that said UK on it. As a matter of principle, it was just, I'm not going to buy it. Because, you know why? Because I'm stubborn, basically. UK, the University of Kentucky, honestly, they have one of the best, in my mind, one of the best promotional schemes of anybody as far as promoting their team. Okay, why in the world would a sports company, if you're trying to promote your sport, or if you're, this doesn't make sense to me, if you're trying to get your product out there, why would you charge 20 times what something is worth? Well, UK didn't do that. You could go pick up a UK shirt for a couple bucks. So, you know, because of that, everybody wore Kentucky blue. Okay, you got, you know, the UK guy, he's, you know, his face is blue with a white U on his cheek and a white K on this cheek, and you know, he's got blue hair, and, you know, the extreme ones, they got blue everywhere. But I'm not that guy. I'm not going to look like a Smurf for my whole life, okay? That's not me, okay? So we associate different. We associate in different ways. This is my favorite one. If I was to associate, and I'm not really this far, but I really like these kind of guys to some degree. These are the guys that, you know, you hear them coming like 3 miles away, all right? It's their truck. And then they pull into the parking lot, gravel goes everywhere. The truck is 5 inches taller than it has to be, all right? When they beep their horn, it doesn't go meh, meh, it goes na 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 na, all right? I mean, they are, you know, they get out of their truck, they forgot to tuck, you know, they forgot to put their pants on the outside of their boots. Their pants are stuck inside their boots. You know, they got the belt buckle that they actually have to lean backwards in order to walk, because if they lean forward, they fall forward. It's so big. I mean, they're walking around like this. They get out of the truck. He's got, you know, his hat wasn't ran over by a semi. It looks like it went through a meat grinder. I mean, it's all shredded up. He's got fish. He's got 40 fish hooks all the way around it, you know. He gets out of his truck. He rears back. And he hits a trash can with a plug of tobacco, you know, 30 feet away. All right? Is that the same guy as the first guy? No. Does he wear the same clothes as the first guy? No. Does he listen to the same music as the first guy? No. Okay, the first guy's going to listen to what kind? Rap? Heavy metal? This guy's going to listen to, you know, George Jones or whatever. All right? That's who he's going to listen to. Now you see how the image that you portray associates you with a different type of person. Okay? That image, you are wearing the shirt, whether you realize it or not. I'm not asking you, you know, to wear all, you know, we all gotta wear a shirt that says, you know, BHBC member, you know. But you know what, Brother Levi, and I'm just gonna say this for those of you that don't, and I'm not trying to embarrass him, but he wears a shirt all the time that says preacher. Really? No. But everybody in the coal mine knows him as preacher. Everybody down there in that coal mine knows him as preacher. You know what he does? He wears the mind clothes just like the rest of them, but his life says, I'm a Christian. That's the difference. He wears the shirt. He wears the shirt. People associate you with the way that you dress. You know, let's say my wife is an Ohio State fan, Ohio State Buckeyes. She says it's her team. She has nothing to do with the team. She doesn't own it. She doesn't, I don't know. She says it's, yeah, you know, we won this week. No, you didn't. You weren't even at the game, but we won. Okay, so I got the T-shirt or the jersey. I think this is Bozo. No, Boso. Bosa. Bozo. The name Bosa. Is it Bosa? See, Bosa. Bozo. All right. Anyway. But this is his shirt, I think. I think he wears number one. All right. But you know what? What if I went to it? This, you know, I thought about just doing it, except for my well-being, it wouldn't be good for me. Have you ever just wanted to be different than some people? All right. Well, Michigan State and Ohio State are like rivals, like enemy rivals, like hate your guts rivals. So I always wanted to, you know, my wife, she, you know, I think she kind of wants to go to an Ohio State game. I probably never will take her. But if I did, you know what I would wear? Michigan State. I mean, a Michigan State jersey. I paint my face blue, you know, yellow hair, blue or yellow, you know, windbreakers. And I'm sitting, you know, 200,000 people. Brother Chad. If it wasn't for the fact that I'm afraid I might not make it out of the stadium, I think it would be hilarious. It would be awesome to do. You know, every time, you know, that, you know, Michigan State scores a touchdown and it's dead quiet. Yeah! Do I like Michigan State? I don't know. I don't care. My wife would be sitting over, you know, give me the death stare. Okay? But what? It's because it's who you represent. Whose jersey are you wearing? What shirt are you wearing? Who do you associate with? People associate with you with the things that you say. You know, it could be a strange, you know, Ittai the Gittite, he was in a strange land. He was in a strange land. People associate with you with the words that you say. And this is very true. Remember, I put all these different groups of people in front of you tonight. And all of those different groups of people, they have a different way of talking. They don't, you know, the farmer's really not going to use a whole lot of slang. All right? I'm just talking about, I'm not talking about Christian people here. I'm just talking about you go out in the world and you meet any four or whatever of these people I talk to, and they're going to talk different. They're going to listen to different things. They're going to have a different philosophy of life. But it associates them with a different group of people. People associate you with the words that you say. I've had this happen, I don't know how many times. It happens every time I go to the doctor, which is not, basically it's every 2 years or whatever for my CDL physical. That's the only time I go to the doctor. But I go to the doctor and I say, yes, you know, I say, yes, sir. It's, young men, listen, you should say, yes, sir. Young ladies, you should say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You know why? Because that associates you with a certain group of people. You know what, everybody else? Yeah. Yeah. I can't stand people saying yeah, especially young people. If I'm talking to, you know, a peer and we're talking, okay. But if it's a young person, you want to say yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. Hey, you know what? You should stand without your hands in your pockets. Now, I'm bad about that. Sometimes I stick my hands in my pockets. I love Mrs. Chesser. When Mrs. Chesser was here in school, we would get demerits for sticking our hands in our pockets. But you know what? But I started to say, I go to the doctor's office, and every time I go to the doctor's office, I inevitably get, and I get this question a lot, because, listen, I stand up straight and tall. I don't slouch. I don't lean against stuff all the time. Do I lean against stuff sometimes? Yes. But I stand up straight and tall. Keep your shoulders back, guys. This is just practical stuff. Keep your shoulders back. Say yes, sir. Say no, sir. Say yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. You know the question they ask? So how long were you in the military? I've never been in the military. What? You've never been in the military? No, sir. You don't have to call me sir. Yes, sir. But you know who they associate with me with? Is the military. Because I stand up like I should, like every young man should, and I keep my shoulders back like every young man. I say yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, ma'am, no. That associates you with a certain group of people. Okay? You ought to do that. That's just a good, that's a side note. But that's a good thing to do. All right? That associates me with, you know, every Christian, well, I'm not in the military. Well, you are in the army of the Lord. I hope you haven't gone AWOL or checked out. Okay? Because God needs some soldiers, guys. You know, if I was going to, anyway, never mind. I lost my place here. But people associate you with the things that you say. Okay, there's three reasons that you wear the clothes that you wear. And like I said, I'm not just talking about clothes here. I'm talking about your attitude. I'm talking about the things you say. I'm talking about the things you listen to. But clothing kind of encompasses all of it, because a lot can be told about your clothing. Three reasons why we wear the clothes that you wear. Three reasons. Number one is out of convenience. Convenience. I went to the store today, like I said. I love Goodwill. Goodwill has filled my skit box with stuff. I've got a t-shirt here, Brother Nathan. Pacers. All right. Pacers. Do they even exist anymore? They gave it up. I bought a Pacers shirt. Brother Chad, are you a Pacers fan? No, not really. But if I got a cheap shirt, I'd wear it out of convenience. Do you know anything about the Pacers? I couldn't tell you one of their names. Honestly, I couldn't. But I'd wear their, but you know, if I wore this shirt, it looks really big actually. If two of me wore this shirt, if I wore this shirt, you would associate me with who? The Pacers. That's exactly right. And if you came up to me and said, oh yeah, did you see that game the other night? I'm really good at lying to some degree. I'm like, oh yeah, it was great. It was a killer game. You know, you can sell a lot of things and really carry on a good conversation without telling anything that you know. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, George, he had some really good threes. George, he retired 6 years ago. Yeah. But who would they associate with? Who would they associate me with? Pacers. Do I care about the Pacers? No. I don't care about the Pacers. I could care less about the Pacers. Okay? But I would be associated with the Pacers. You know, young people, one of the reasons that you will do what you do is out of convenience. Oh, it's convenient because my mom and dad do it. It's convenient because I go to a church and there's rules and it's just convenient. And honestly, young people, you'll even get maybe older and do it out of convenience. Well, my family all goes to that church. Listen, my family all goes to that church. It's just convenient. I can go see family. I'm not really plugged into it, but it's convenient. So we wear shirts out of convenience. You know, convenience could be because it doesn't cost you very much. Like the Pacers shirt didn't cost me a couple bucks. So I wear it out of convenience. I got a hooded sweatshirt last Christmas. It's got a Browning buck on it. Everybody know what the Browning buck looks like? Okay, it's got the Browning buck and camo on it. I do not own a single Browning gun. I don't. I don't own a single Brown. I own a lot of guns, but no Brownings. Well, you must like Browning guns. No, somebody gave it to me for Christmas. So I kept it. My first license plate I had on the front of my truck was a John Deere license plate. I own nothing that is a John Deere. I don't. I don't own anything. We're going to start this battle in the church. I don't own anything that's John Deere, okay? But I had a John Deere license plate. And you know, so what people associated me with? John Deere. But you know, the only reason I bought a John Deere license plate is because I couldn't find a Case International license plate. And I wanted a license plate on the front of my truck. So I went and bought a John Deere one. I could have bought a Caterpillar or whatever, but, you know, something. It's got to be something along those lines. But you know who that associated me with? The Run Like a Deer crowd. Die Like a Deer crowd, you know, no. The Run Like a Deer crowd. That's who it associated. That's who my, and you know what else that license plate associated me with? Was farmers. Because they look at that. I have a jacket. I've had it for several years. Well, since my dad quit farming. It says DeKalb on it. a seed jacket. You know, you pay $20,000 and they give you a free jacket. Makes a lot of sense. But it was a free jacket. And I wear this jacket. And you know how many times I'll go and they'll be like, "Do you work for DeKalb?" "I don't work for DeKalb." "Well, you're wearing a jacket." "Oh, well, it was free." Free. But you know who they associate me with? Is farmers. DeKalb. I have a hat, my favorite hat at the moment, until it looks like it goes through a meat grinder. My favorite hat at the moment is a Pioneer hat. It's got the Pioneer symbol on it with the bean that's split apart and it's coming out like the beans do. All right? All right? That's, I have a Pioneer hat. You know who that associates me with? Is farmers. Okay? That associates me with a certain group of people. So what you do does matter. But the attitude also matters. Your attitude also matters. But you sometimes, young people, you'll listen to the right music because that's convenient. It's just convenient to do. And there's a lot of convenient Christians in today's society. A lot of convenience Christians. Well, I'll go to church as long as they go to church. That's convenience Christianity. I'll ride with my mom and dad as long as my mom and dad go to church. That's convenience Christianity. It's convenient. Okay? The second type of the reason that we wear the shirt, like I said, could be convenience. This is Marvin Harrison. And I will say, I do like Marvin Harrison. I did. I don't think he's playing anymore. Maybe. Is he playing? Marvin Harrison, I did like Marvin Harrison. I thought he was a good ball player, and he had a decent attitude, actually. But Marvin Harrison, you know, I wear Marvin Harrison because, but you know who I'm basically saying I root for? Is Marvin Harrison. Let me just throw this out there. Be careful. This is just a practical thing. Be careful about whose name you put on your shirt. Be careful about whose name you put on your shirt. Well, he was a good ball player. So-and-so is a good ball player, but he was, you know, a complete fornicator. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So I'm wearing the shirt with the guy's name that is known as a fornicator. People don't know what... Well, I don't agree with that, but people don't know that. They just see your shirt. And I'm not just talking... Remember, once again, I'm not just talking about your shirt. I'm talking about your attitude. I'm talking about your music. Well, I listen to this type of music, and there's some good stuff. I had a guy tell me, I love the guy. He's one of my best friends. He doesn't go to church here. Great guy. He'd give me the shirt off his back, and I would do the same thing for him. He's like, "Well, you guys listen to all traditional music, don't you?" "Yes, we do." "Well, do you, he was trying to get me to go to this Christmas walk or something. I'm like, "No, we don't do that." He's like, "Well, they have a little bit more content, but the lyrics are good." I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." So I kind of, as gently as I could, ripped his face off for it. But, hey, just because you listen, you know, you listen to, well, you know, some of the rap singers, they'll sing one or two Christian songs. Well, I like this person because they sing this song. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What about all the other junk that they sing? Think about that. Okay? Anyway. Convenience. We wear the shirt out of convenience. Number two, these are probably what I have the hardest time handling. We wear the shirt out of comfort. We wear the shirt out of comfort. These are the people that if they go to church, they wear what's acceptable at church, but on Friday night when they go to the bar, they wear what's acceptable at the bar. They wear whatever's comfortable to wherever they're going to be. They go to the mall, they want to wear what the mall kids wear. They're the ones that, of all the four people up here, they'll wear every one of them on a different day of the week. Because they're going to different places and they're associating with different people and they want to fit in. They wear the junk that the mall has just so they want to fit in. You're embarrassed to go places where other groups of people may be because you've blended in with the in crowd. You know, I'm going to rant for just a tiny second. I can't stand to go to some of these youth conferences, okay? And look, and I see young men. There's really sissy boys, but young men, and they look like they just walked out of, you know, the brand new Kohl's flyer that we got in the mail, okay? My wife told me I needed to get a new suit because my others were almost irreparable. So I was like, okay, we'll go. I had to get like two pant sizes too big just to keep from looking like I was some queer or something. Okay? Seriously. Okay. If you're... I was watching my son Micah. He's two. He just turned two. When he gets out of bed in the morning, he's wearing his pajama pants, okay? Well, he's been all night in his diaper, all right? Well, if you look and you're walking, all right, and you're 20 years old, and you're walking down the street, and you look, your backside looks like my son that is two that just got out of bed with a wet diaper, you've got issues, son. All right? I mean, do you want the shirt too? I mean, do you want the, you know, not afraid of sleep shirt to go with your pajama bottoms? Okay? You know who you're associating with? A two-year-old that just got out of bed with a wet diaper. That's what I think of. That disturbs me. Okay? That's gross. Anyway, skinny pants. Brother Chad, what's wrong with some of the name brands? Let me say, you know, I'm just going to hit name brands for just a second. Brother Chad, what's wrong with some of the name brands? Number one, economics is wrong with name brands. Your $70 hooded sweatshirt will keep you no warmer than my $20 hooded sweatshirt. It's basic economics, folks. Okay? Number two, if you have to go to those places in the mall, and I should probably just name them just to make you feel better. So you know what? I'm not just trying to pass over your thing. But if you got to go to some of these places, would you take Jesus in there with you? Why would you go to a place and buy, you know, an overpriced item in something that looks like a bar when you walk in? Why would you do that? Well, it's what's cool. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who are you trying to fit in with? Whose shirt are you wearing? Whose shirt are you wearing? What's wrong with the name brands? You know, for some of them, nothing's wrong with them. You know, last time I checked, Carhartt didn't make skinny jeans. I'm just saying. Okay? You know, guys that wear Carhartt, they're kind of my kind of guys. All right? You know, I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, I'm not going to say their name because I don't agree with everything on them, but some of these companies make some good stuff, but they don't make stuff for sissies either. Not that I know I'm talking to the guys, but girls, this applies to you too. Why would you wear, and I'm just going to say this, why would you wear in public something that advertises a ladies' undergarment store? Why would you do that? Hello? Why would you do that? Well, would you take Jesus beside you into there? Well, I got to have it. But you don't have to wear it on the outside. Okay, I'm just being honest with you. You got to think about some of this stuff. Whose shirt are you wearing? Who are you associating with? Kind of reminds me of something we used to do with, I didn't really do it. I did some. You ever heard of branding cows? Branding cows. You know, you take the hot iron on their backside. And that brand tells who that cow belongs to. You wear the shirt. You know what that says? I belong, at least a part of me, belongs to this company. You know, we do the same thing with pigs. We notch their ears. You ever seen a pig that's got, looks like got serrations on its ears? They're there for a reason. Okay, that tells where the pig came from, what its lineage is. And then I see guys, you know, they got the big things in their ears. There again, real tempting. You know, poof, grab them things. You know, you can lead a pig around by its nose. I think you could probably lead one of them boys around by his ear. Real easy. You represent what you wear. Comfort. Comfort. Do you do things because it's comfortable? Well, I want to fit in with a certain group. Guys, you do just something. You just come to church and you just dress a certain way because it's comfortable. And then you change when you go out someplace else. Hey, you know what? Listen, I don't wear a shirt and tie to work every day. In fact, I wear a shirt and tie to work one day a week, Sunday. Well, I wear a shirt and tie Wednesdays too, most of the time. But I think if you saw me most of the rest of the week, I would dare say that you would look at me and say, there's something different about him. You know what, guys? I keep my shirt tucked in. I know not all shirts are designed for it, but a lot of them are. I keep my shirt tucked in. Okay? It bugs me to have my shirt untucked. All right? I keep my shirt tucked in. I keep my hair cut. All right? I'm not saying you have to cut your hair like mine. I'm just doing it because I'm losing all mine, so I've got to try to cut it short as possible. Keep your hair cut. You represent somebody. And I'm bringing all this back to, hey, folks, we represent Jesus Christ. We represent Jesus Christ. I'm not going to go on to the sissy boy thing. We'll skip that one. All right, number three. Three reasons why we wear the clothes we wear. Convenience. And some young people, listen, you're just wearing it because of convenience. Some of you just wear it because it's comfortable. And I'm not talking about your clothes, your attitude. Remember, your attitude, your talk, the things you listen to, all of that. Some of you wear it because it's, some of you listen to it because it's convenient. Some of you listen to it because it's comfortable. Okay, you don't have the guts to get in somebody's car that's playing the wrong music and ask them to turn it off. You just adapt. But the third group of people do things, they wear the jersey because they're committed. They're committed. They're the diehards. They're the guys that, you know, paint their faces blue at the ball games. They're the guys that if I went up to them and I told them, you know, they're the guys that you go up to them and ask them about the Colts jersey that they're wearing. They can tell you the statistics for every player on the team. They're committed. They're committed to it. You know, these are the guys that this jersey is their favorite shirt. They've got five of the same jersey and they wear it every day of the week. Or maybe it's just one and they don't wash it. I'm not real sure. But they're committed. They're diehard. They're diehard. You know, I've met people that are diehard this or diehard that. And it's impressive. You know, Ty the Gittite was a diehard kind of guy. He was a diehard kind of guy. He was committed. He said, David, whether it be in death or in life, I'll go wherever you go. He was committed. They're the nuts of the game. They're the ones that'll go to the opposing team's home court wearing their team collars and cheer till they're hoarse. Psalms chapter number 69. Flip over there for me real quick. We'll be done quickly, I promise. Psalms chapter 69, verse number 6. Psalms chapter 69, verse 6. The Bible says, let not them that wait on thee, O Lord of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Are you embarrassing those that are waiting on God? Are you one that brings embarrassment to them? That's what it's talking about. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel, because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren and an alien unto my mother's children. You know, sometimes being committed means that you'll lose some family relationships. Atai the Gittite did. He left family in Gath because he was committed. I am become a stranger unto my brethren and an alien unto my mother's children. Why? For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. One of the verses that we read in Hebrews chapter 11, it talked about embracing. You know what that is? That's embracing. This is mine. Hey, young people, listen. You know what you need to do? You need to embrace what you've been taught. It's not your mommy's and it's not your daddy's. It needs to be yours. All right? It's not my mommy's clothes. It's not my daddy's clothes. These are my clothes. Hey, be proud of it. If you're a Colts fan and you're a diehard Colts fan, you're proud to be a Colts fan. You know the ones that aren't proud to be a Colts fan and the ones that are ashamed to be a Colts fan are the ones that are wearing Colts clothing, you know, in a Redskins game. They're embarrassed about it. They go to the, you know, the local thing and they'll buy a Redskins shirt. Why? So they can be comfortable, so they can fit in. Is that going to be you guys? All right? Be committed. Be committed to this thing. Ittai left his family behind because he was committed. Abraham knew that he was a stranger here. He was a pilgrim. Folks, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Hey, I got to live in this world just like all of you guys do. And it's up to me. It's not my mom and my dad's job to make me. Hey, if my mom and dad left church, listen, I'm not just saying this. If my mom and dad left this church today, I'm not going to follow them out the door. Why? Because it's not convenience anymore. It's a commitment. Okay? It's not convenience, it's commitment. It's not comfort, it's commitment. Embrace it. Young people, grab onto the fact that you're special. Listen to this. Every young person in here, you're special. You're not the ordinary. You know why you will never be happy out in that world? Listen to me. Is because you're not ordinary. You're not created ordinary. You're created extraordinary. Young people, grab on the fact you're special. We're not talking about just dress, remind you. We're talking about, you know, listen, if your heart's right, the way you dress will come naturally. If my heart is completely sold out to a team, I'm naturally going to wear the team collars. If my heart's right. How's your attitude? Do you have the right attitude because of convenience? Do you have the right attitude because of the comfort? Or do you have the right attitude because you're committed to Christ? Obviously, from the passage, Ittai was a man that had a committed attitude. He wasn't forced to go. He wanted to go. You know what? I pray to God that God would give us some young men that aren't forced to go soul winning. They want to go soul winning. Some young men that aren't forced to go pray by themselves when nobody else is praying. They want to go pray. Some young men that aren't forced, you know, to go read their Bible. They can't wait to go read their Bible. That's committed. That's not convenient. Hey, reading your Bible is not always convenient. Reading your Bible is not always comfortable. But that's where committed comes in. Young men and young ladies that aren't forced to dress right, listen, they want to dress right. I'm proud of who I represent. That's Ittai the Gittite. Hey, Ittai left the Philistine land, pagan land. He left that. You know what he started looking like? I don't think when Ittai the Gittite crossed over with David that he was still wearing the Gittite apparel. I think he started wearing Hebrew clothes. I don't think when Ittai the Gittite passed over, I don't think he was singing the songs of Gath. I think he was singing the songs of Zion. I don't think when Ittai the Gittite passed over, he was talking like a Gittite. He was talking in Hebrew because he was committed. How's your language? What's your music? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11 says, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers," hey, listen, people may not like you for wearing the jersey. They may not like you for wearing the jersey, and it's hard to wear the jersey. Listen, young people, it's hard to wear the jersey for Christians sometimes. It's hard to wear that jersey when everybody else looks different and you're made fun of because you look different. It's hard to do. I'm not saying it's easy. It's hard. It's a hard thing. It's not an easy thing to stand up for Jesus Christ when 30 other guys are gathered around you eating lunch and they're making fun of your God. That's not an easy thing. And those that do it because of convenience, they say, that's kind of my mom and dad's thing. They just make me do it. I don't know. I don't know why I believe that. That's just something my church believes. I know, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? And you go home at night and you just did what Peter did. You just did what Peter did. Before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me thrice. You know the way they determined who Peter was? First of all, it was the way he looked. He looked different and he spoke different. And they said, "You're different. You're one of those that follow Jesus Christ." And he said, "No, I ain't one of them. I ain't one of them." Then they said, "You talk like him." And he started swearing. It's easier not to wear the jersey. It's easier not to wear the shirt. It's easier not to be a stranger. It's easier not to be a pilgrim. But that's not the committed life. That's the comfortable life. That's the convenient life. So whereas they speak against you as evildoers, look at verse number, look at the rest of that verse. They may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. You know, the only way that you're going to impact people and make a difference, what are you doing with your life? What's in front of you right now? Look, right now, I'm going to go do this with my life. The only way to impact people is to stand for what's right and do what's right. I know Brother Val, he takes a stand in the coal mine too. I talked to Brother Levi more, so I know more what goes on there. But you know what? When that guy went to the first, it all happens that first time. Once you lose ground, it's hard to come back. Once your friends turn on the music and you don't say shut it off, you know one of the biggest things for me when I go out and work in another place is the first thing I tell the guys, I say, I'm an assistant pastor at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. You know, they don't smoke around me. If they cuss, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. They don't turn the music on when I'm around. I've had them turn them off when I walk in the room. They'll be listening to something, they'll turn it off. Why? I'm not ashamed of the jersey. I'm not ashamed of the shirt I'm wearing. Okay? It's the attitude I have. It's the language I talk. It's the music I listen to. All right? Young people, we need some more to tie the Gittites. I need some young men that's going to follow Christ. Not because of convenience, not because of comfort, but because of commitment. You know, for those older, Ittai the Gittite followed a man. He followed a man. A man that also, King David wasn't perfect. King David had faults. You know, we follow a man here, and he's not going to be perfect. And he's going to have faults. But our pastor needs to look back, and he needs to see some Ittai the Gittites that said, whether in life or in death, I'm right here beside you. Pastor should have to say, I'll handle this myself. No, preacher, that's too much of a burden. We want to help you bear that burden. He needs some men that's going to say, we're going to be here for you. He needs some young men. He needs some elementary men, young men that come up and say, preacher, I'm with you. You know, that's a big deal for pastor. He needs some of that. If you go a few chapters later, Ittai the Gittite, there was three groups. When Absalom came to fight, there were three groups of men that were split into three battle groups. Abishai had one, Joab had one, and Ittai the Gittite, the stranger, the man that was committed to following David. He had the third group of men. It's the last we ever heard of Ittai the Gittite. Wonder what happened to him. Wonder if he died following the man that he was committed to. I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us any more about him. Doesn't tell us. Peter denied the Lord. Do you ever notice that when Peter was in the right group, he said, oh God, Christ, I'll never deny you when he was in the right group. I'll never deny you. But when he was in the wrong group, he said, I don't know him. When he was not with the right kind of people, he said, I'm going to go fishing. But when he was with the right people, he preached Pentecost. I hate to say it, but I think Peter in some ways was a comfortable, convenient Christian. Now, I think at the end of his life, he was a committed Christian. He died on a cross, crucified upside down. He was committed. Young people, I don't know. I can't make you do anything. I can pray for you, and honestly, I pray for every one of you every day. Every one of you. I can't make the choice for you. I can't decide for you that if you're going to be convenient or you're just going to live a comfortable life or if you're going to be committed to something. I will say we need some more committed people. We need some more committed people. We need some more committed young men that are proud to wear the jersey. They're not ashamed of Christ. I don't know what all this verse means, but Jesus Christ said, if they're ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of them. I don't know what all that means, but I don't want to be ashamed. I don't want Jesus Christ to look down and say, Father, he's one of yours if you want to claim him. He didn't live like he should have, but he's one of yours. He's saved, so as by fire. Committed Christians. Committed Christians. Are you convenient? Are you comfortable? Are you committed? Let's pray. Father, Lord, I pray that you just help us tonight. Lord, this has been a challenge to my heart. Lord, I feel like in some ways in my life, I've not been committed to you like I should. It's just been convenient. It's been, church has been a place where I can come meet friends, and church has been a place where it's easy to do what's right. And Lord, sometimes it's not easy to do what's right out in the world. Lord, I know that. These young people fight things. God, these young people fight things that is unbelievable. Lord, I want them to, it's not because I have no self-serving thing in this. Lord, I want them to serve you. I want them to grow and develop a relationship with you. Lord, there's young people here that they've got the potential to do amazing things for God. But within the next few months, within the next couple years, decisions will be made that will determine whether they follow, like Ittai the Gittite did, in a committed manner, or if they're just going to be convenient and comfortable. Lord, I don't know. I pray that I've said everything I should have. And Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would work in only the way that you can work tonight. God, I love these young people. I love everybody here. I don't know how to convey that well. Lord, if I could make some of the decisions for them, I would, but I can't do that. Lord, I pray that they would just determine in their heart to be committed to you. Lord, bless this invitation in Jesus' name.